Paintings to Touch by Doreen Franklin. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Horst Mueller lifts Tori to help her examine his painting. Photo 2, the caption, Tori Franklin examines a painting the artist set on the floor. From the editor, Doreen Franklin serves as Vice President of the Florida Parents of Blind Children, FPBC. I have been all over the world, my daughter Victoria, Tori, told the Federationists at the NFB of Florida State Convention in May 2011. Tori hasn't been around the world physically, but she was featured in a news story through the TV ABC affiliate that aired before an international audience on March 22 and 23, 2011. The story highlighted Tori's exploration of an art exhibit called Even Hands Can See. Even Hands Can See displays the work of artist Horst Mueller of Germany. All of the pictures are vividly painted in beautiful bright colors and include tactile features that all visitors can enjoy, whether they are sighted or blind. In fact, Mueller insists, please do touch my work. Our family went to the art display at the Steinhausen Gallery in Stuart, Florida on March 22, 2011. We were joyfully greeted by Horst Mueller himself. Immediately, he took Tori to several of his pictures in a corner and lifted one off the wall for her to examine at eye level. Tori loved having the chance to touch these beautiful creations and to see the colors at close range holding the painting on her lap. Horst Mueller had given each of his paintings a name, but Tori gave each one a new name of her own to help her remember it more easily. One piece was officially called Tranquility, but Tori renamed it Cinderella. She was thrilled when Horst showed her the Braille note he had put at the bottom of the painting. Tori's dad, David, and I believed it was important for Tori to experience works of art firsthand, even at the age of 7. It was an added bonus to have the artist there, to talk with him, and tell him which paintings Tori liked best. Tori and I attended another showing of Horst Mueller's work, this time meeting up with a group of Federationists from the West Palm Beach chapter who came on the bus. They had lunch in the park and got the chance to explore the art gallery. When we met Horst Mueller at the gallery, he commented on the news story about our earlier visit and told Tori that she had been around the world. She was thrilled. Tori and I met several Federationists that day, and she told them of her worldwide fame. Our visit to the art display was clearly a special experience that Tori will never forget.